Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Tuesday, June 11th. What to know about a possible secret deal with Mexico and why the Justice Department has changed course. Plus, where you'll find one of the largest so-called dead zones this summer, which star NBA player was hurt again, and why Celine Dion is saying goodbye. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump says there's more to his deal with Mexico. A secret signed agreement, in fact, that would be announced soon and will have to be approved by Mexico's legislature. But there are some conflicting reports now about what this could be referring to. The New York Times reported that Mexico's foreign minister said there's actually no secret deal that wasn't already announced. But later, the Washington Post reported there may be something to this, that if approved in Mexico, a proposed deal could mean asylum seekers would need to apply for protection in the first foreign country they reach. Mexico has resisted this in the past, but apparently now, the Post says, it might be on board for something similar if other countries in that region take part. This would mean fewer migrants making their way to the U.S. Remember, this all comes after U.S. and Mexico already reached the first part of an agreement Friday in an effort to slow the flow of migrants coming into the U.S. Mexico pledged to send troops and expand an asylum policy. So is there more to it? At this point, we wait to maybe learn more. Stay tuned. The Justice Department is changing course. The DOJ now says it will hand over key evidence from the Russia investigation. Remember, Democrats have been fighting to get their hands on the full, unredacted final report. They subpoenaed Attorney General William Barr for it and had planned to vote today to hold him in contempt for refusing to provide it. Well, now that vote has been called off, at least for now. Instead, the New York Times reports Barr and his department have agreed to give Congress things like interview notes and other underlying evidence. But will it be enough? The AP says it's not clear yet if lawmakers will get to see the whole report and if Democrats will want more. All of this the same week a House committee is holding public hearings to take a closer look at what we do know from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's findings. Yesterday, former White House counsel John Dean testified. He was involved in the Watergate scandal that brought down President Nixon. And now he says Mueller's report provided Congress with a roadmap for investigating Trump, saying, yes, he does see some parallels. Well, President Trump tweeted disbelief that anyone would listen to a disgraced former official. And he said the report found no collusion. It's all part of Democrats' efforts to further investigate as both parties try to win over the public's opinion about what that report really means. A helicopter made a crash landing onto the roof of a Manhattan skyscraper. CBS News says it started a fire on the top of the building yesterday, briefly triggering memories of 9/11. But officials say there's no reason to think that this was any sort of attack, that instead it was likely an accident. The pilot was reportedly flying during rainy, foggy weather, and really, planes and helicopters are not supposed to fly in that area because it's near Trump Tower. The pilot died, but no one else was hurt, and for now, the exact cause is still a mystery. The Gulf of Mexico could see one of its largest so-called dead zones this summer. It's an area of oxygen-depleted water off the coast of Louisiana and Texas, where any sea life struggle to survive. That's why it's called the dead zone. National Geographic reports this happens every year, but this year, scientists think it could be one of the largest in recorded history. USA Today says it's expected to be more than 8,000 square miles, or about the size of New Hampshire. Experts say unprecedented rainfall and flooding is likely to blame. But people are taking action when it comes to the environment. For example, Variety reports just last week, actor Robert Downey Jr. announced a new organization committed to using advanced technologies to clean up the environment. Think AI robots and nanotechnology. And the actor, known for his role as Iron Man, who saved the planet, says he hopes to help in at least a small way in real life, too. He explained the Footprint Coalition expects to make an impact within 10 years, starting next year. No specifics yet on the plan's details. All right, more news ahead, but first, a quick break to thank today's sponsor, HelloFresh. You may know that HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes, so all you have to do is cook, eat, and enjoy. But do you really know how simple it is? No planning, no stress, no buying unnecessary amounts of one spice for one recipe. Instead, you get seasonal, simple recipes and perfectly measured ingredients delivered right to your door every week. Meals come together in about 30 minutes and require minimal cleanup as well. I work in the evening, so it's that much more important for me that dinner time is quick and easy, yet still healthy and enjoyable. HelloFresh makes that possible. With easy yet delicious recipes, my husband and I actually enjoy making dinner together. One of our favorite meals was the meatloaf with green beans and potatoes, but when you sign up, you can choose from classic, veggie, and family options. Plus, right now, HelloFresh is offering the Newsworthy listeners $80 off your first month. Just go to HelloFresh.com/Newsworthy80 and enter Newsworthy80. It's like getting 8 meals for free. Just go to HelloFresh.com/Newsworthy80 and enter Newsworthy80. Now, back to the news. A scary situation for a baseball legend. David Ortiz, who played for the Red Sox, is trying to recover after being shot at a nightclub in his home country, the Dominican Republic. ESPN says Ortiz, known to his fans as Big Papi, was shot in the back Sunday. Surgeons worked on him for 6 hours trying to fix the damage. But some good news, ESPN says he's expected to make a full recovery. And a couple other things to know from the sports world. The NBA Finals are going into Game 6 after all. The Golden State Warriors squeaked out a win last night. And I mean, it was close. The final score was 106 to 105. It was also dramatic in other ways. Star player Kevin Durant, who's been out with a calf injury, returned to play for the Warriors. But it did not last long. He fell down in pain and was out for the rest of the game. Turns out, it was a new injury to his Achilles tendon. The next game is Thursday, and if the Toronto Raptors pull off a win, it'll be their first championship in the franchise's 24-year history. But it's not over yet. In the meantime, you can watch the U.S. play Thailand today in the Women's World Cup. The U.S. is expected to win. In fact, the U.S. has never lost a World Cup opener. And the national team hopes to defend its World Cup title. Amazon is launching a new credit card that caters to people with bad credit. It's called Amazon Credit Builder. TechCrunch says Amazon partnered with Synchrony Bank to make a program for people with no credit or bad credit, and the goal is to help users build up enough credit to eventually upgrade to a regular Amazon store card. CNBC says users will get tips and tools on how to build credit and also keep track of their credit improvements over time. But customers do have to submit a refundable security deposit to get a card and a line of credit. Celine Dion is saying goodbye to Las Vegas. She ended her 16-year record-breaking residency at Caesar's Palace this weekend. USA Today says during her final show, she debuted her new song, Flying on My Own, and paid tribute to her husband who died in 2016. People says Dion has performed more than 1,000 shows in Las Vegas and sold more than $700 million in tickets. That makes her the most successful act to play there. Now she's going on tour to support her new album, which comes out this November. Hey, donut lovers, Krispy Kreme is opening a supersized store in Times Square, and it's unlike any other Krispy Kreme location out there. Business Insider says the 4,500-square-foot flagship store will serve more donuts than any other Krispy Kreme in the world. The store will feature a glaze waterfall and the world's largest hot light, which is meant to tell customers that the donuts are fresh. The new store is designed to showcase the process of making the perfect donut. The massive store is set to open next year. And that's it for today. You are all caught up. If you want to read more about any of the stories we mentioned, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. Thank you so much for listening today, and thank you for sharing this episode if you got a little value out of it. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning, so I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.